Welcome to the latest episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are rebroadcasting episodes first aired in the spring of 2025, based on a musical we shared earlier that year, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loved. We will be back soon with our current series, The Acts of the Apostles. Some of Jesus' harshest words and most indignant behavior were directed toward the religious authorities of the day. Among those whom he criticized as blind guides, whitewashed tombs, and serpents were the Pharisees, a sect of priests and scholars known for their strict adherence to the law. This makes it all the more striking that Nicodemus, a Pharisee and member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council, received from Jesus the words that would become the most well-known verse in the Bible. Little is known about Nicodemus's background. Some extra-biblical sources suggest he was a wealthy and respected community member known for his piety and learning. He is introduced to us in the Gospel of John as a ruler of the Jews and as a teacher of Israel. And it was this man of standing who sought Jesus at night, eager to discuss the Nazarene's teachings. During this visit, he was taught the concept of being born again.
I came to him in the dead of night under the cover of darkness. I could not risk anyone seeing me with an unlearned, itinerant preacher, a man many called a rabble-rouser, false prophet, and blasphemer. Yes, I was scared and a little embarrassed, so I waited until dark to approach him. But approach him I did. I told myself that, as a member of the ruling council, it was my prerogative, indeed my responsibility, to find out about any teachers or public figures who might lead people astray. But that was not really why I went to him. I had heard him speak before, heard him teach about God's grace, describing a love full of mercy and encouraging listeners to forgive without reservation and seek goodness. I heard him characterize the poor in spirit as blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Furthermore, he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." I heard of many miracles, turning water into wine, healing a temple official's son, driving out evil spirits, healing the blind and mute, and so many more. And so I came to him with questions, longing to know whether he was a charlatan or indeed the Christ. "Rabbi," I called out to him. "Yes," I addressed him as a peer. "We know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." I surprised myself as I said these words. He didn't seem surprised to see me, surprised by my assertions, or concerned we were meeting. He smiled and said, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." That was not what I was expecting. I paused momentarily and took a deep breath before responding.
"How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?"
"Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he will not enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." I see you questioning, I see you wondering. Do not marvel, my good friend. Yes, it is true what I have just said to you. Born again, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. I see you questioning, I see you wondering. Do not marvel, my good friend. Yes, it is true what I have just said to you. Born again, born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. I see you questioning, I see you wondering. Do not marvel, my good friend. Yeah.
How can a man be born when he is old? That was Nicodemus's question. One asked not just with curiosity, but with genuine confusion. He had followed the law. He had taught the scriptures. He had status, wisdom, and years of experience. But when Jesus told him, "You must be born again," it upended everything he thought he knew. Jesus compares this rebirth to the wind. You can't control it. You can't predict it. But you know when it's there. You hear its rustle in the trees, feel its press against your skin. In the same way, you may not fully understand how the Spirit works, but when He moves in you, there's no denying it. You can't earn this kind of life. You can only receive it. It's not about striving harder or knowing more. It's about surrendering to the one who offers to make you new from the inside out. Nicodemus asked the very human question, "Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb?" It sounds ridiculous, but it reflects a deep truth. Our minds are wired to understand natural things, not supernatural ones. But Jesus makes the distinction clear. Your first birth gave you life on earth. Your second birth gives you life in God's kingdom. This isn't poetic metaphor. It's spiritual reality. The new birth means that our sins are forgiven, our heart is made new, and our identity is no longer based on our past, our performance, or our pedigree. It's rooted in God's love and Spirit. According to tradition, Nicodemus undergoes a profound transformation, becomes an outspoken disciple, and suffers persecution and ultimately martyrdom for his faith. This journey from a Pharisee to a devoted follower of Jesus is a testimony to the transformative power of faith. The chorus of the song is both gentle and urgent. I see you questioning, I see you wondering. Do not marvel, my good friend. Yes, it is true, what I have just said to you. Born again, born again. You must be born again. Jesus speaks with compassion, but he doesn't waver. He doesn't soften the truth. You must be born again. There's no other way into the kingdom of God. No other path to eternal life. But this isn't a harsh command. It's a hope-filled invitation. You may have spent years in church. You may know scripture, serve faithfully, live morally. But have you been born again? Has the Spirit moved in you, remaking your desires, renewing your thoughts, reshaping your heart? Or maybe you've just begun your journey. You've heard whispers of grace. You've felt the Spirit stirring, but you're not sure what it all means. The invitation is for you. Come to Jesus. Let Him make you new. Spirit of the living God, thank you for moving like wind, unseen, but undeniable. Thank you, Jesus, for offering new birth to those of us stuck in old patterns, old wounds, and old identities. Open our hearts to your renewing power. Make us new. born not of flesh, but of spirit. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.